The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
And again, I say to you, Happy Easter. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, Thursday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2, and Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Apollonius the Apologist. He was a martyr whose defense of the faith is considered one of the most priceless documents of the early church. Apollonius was a Roman senator who was denounced as a Christian by one of his slaves. The Praetorian prefect, Sextus Tigidius Perennis, arrested him, also putting the slave to death as an informer. You can't win for losing. Perennis demanded that Apollonius denounce the faith. When he refused, the case was remanded to the Roman Senate. There, a debate took place between Perennis and Apollonius, and despite his eloquent defense, Apollonius was condemned and beheaded in 185 AD. Saint Apollonius the Apologist, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart with all their works, powers, and affections in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet, and I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father, Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, sometimes when we're speaking about doing an activity that we really love, some sports or outdoor hobbies or being with a person, We use the phrase, I really come alive when I'm doing that thing. I really come alive when I'm doing those sports or even conversing with that person. I really come alive. And it's a great phrase because, in fact, it tells us something about what God himself wants for us. Because there's a famous phrase from the writings of Saint Irenaeus, who's way back in the early centuries of the church. And he says this: the glory of God is man fully alive, but the life of man is the vision of God. And that's something that is a little bit counterintuitive, that sometimes we think the vision of God is, well, actually, frankly, maybe a little bit boring, that we're just looking at God and nothing's happening. But actually, Saint Irenaeus is saying, when we are looking at God, with the grace of God in heaven, we are fully alive in a way that no activity here on earth, no sports, no pastime, no wonderful conversation here with the person who delights us can remotely approach. Just being with God, the vision of God. And not only this, but that God wants this. God wants us to be completely alive, our minds, our hearts, totally engaged, totally delighted. And this is very relevant for today's gospel, because in today's gospel, Jesus talks about life, the little excerpt that we're given of our Lord's Eucharistic discourse by the Sea of Galilee. Early on in our Lord's mission, well, at least it's not in the Last Supper, it's a good while before that, our Lord begins to talk about the Eucharist. And he talks about it in terms of life. So listen to what he says in the little snippet that we have in today's Gospel. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." So we see three times, very deliberate obviously, Jesus talks about living, live forever, life of the world. As if Jesus is saying to us, look, I and the Blessed and the Father and the Holy Spirit, we are pure liveliness. I'm life in person. Jesus doesn't just give us life. He is life. And if we don't have his life, well then, we're dead. He goes on to say in this gospel passage, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead." Very simple. The manna, even though it was kind of miraculous food, said he was in the Eucharist, and it kept them alive for a while, but now they're dead. So physical food, obviously we love it, but it doesn't give us the kind of life we're looking for. The Catechism of the Catholic Church has a nice point where it says, what material food produces in our spiritual body, Holy Communion wonderfully achieves in our spiritual life. And I like to think of that as kind of bringing us alive. If you know when you're really hungry, you're kind of worn out, you're kind of feeling weary because you're so hungry, and you have a nice meal, and you feel yourself perking up almost immediately, perk up, and you come back to life. Well, that's material food in the bodily life. Well, Holy Communion, the Eucharist, does the same for us on a spiritual level. We could be feeling kind of weary, spiritually exhausted, physically fine, but spiritually kind of just a bit flat. And that is where the Eucharist comes in. And this is prefigured. In other words, it's kind of symbolized in a passage in the Old Testament, an event of the Old Testament involving the prophet Elijah. And I must say, I like it a lot. I feel kind of great sympathy for poor Elijah. He's on the run from the Queen Jezebel, who wants to kill him. And he flees down to Judah, and he goes, we're told, a day's journey into the wilderness, and he comes to a broom bush, and he sits down and prays that he might die. And his prayer is pretty simple, "I've had enough, Lord." Now often, you or I might pray the same prayer. "I've had enough." And so then he goes on, he says, "Take my life, I'm no better than my ancestors." And he lay down under the bush and fell asleep, kind of hoping that he wasn't going to wake up in a way. He's just really exhausted, weary, fed up. But look what happens next. An angel comes along and touches him and says, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. He went into a cave and spent the night. And of course, that event happened to a poor Elijah, and he was sustained by that food, which of course prefigures the Eucharist. And Elijah is you and me. And this journey to Horeb, the mountain of God, is our journey, our pilgrimage through this life to heaven. But sometimes, like poor Elijah, we feel we've had enough. "I've had enough, Lord. I'm worn out. We're tired, weary." And the answer is most fundamentally this special bread that the angel gives him. Again, it's not the Eucharist, but again, prefiguring or symbolizing the Eucharist. This special food that strengthens him for the 40 days journey. And it's God saying the same to us. Look, the journey, this journey to heaven, through this life, with all its ups and downs and the weariness that we sometimes suffer, is it will be too much for you without the Eucharist. So get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. And then the Eucharist makes us, at least spiritually, sometimes perhaps its effects can be noticed physically, but that's not important. The main thing is the spiritual effects. We come alive again. Again, just like after those meals, when we are feeling grouchy because we were a bit peckish and a bit weak, and then we eat a nice meal and we come alive again and we're cheerful and chatty. Well, we can imagine the same thing happens to Elijah. There he is, feeling kind of fed up, spiritually worn out, tired, unenthusiastic, and kind of maybe a little bit grumpy. I've had enough, you might say that in a kind of grumpy kind of way. And God, in his love for Elijah, gives him, through his angel, gives him that solution, this bread baked over hot coals. How much you, Lord Jesus, do that for each one of us. You see us, a bit like Elijah, lying down under our broom tree, or whatever we lie down under, and you see us kind of fed up, tired out. And you say to us, look, take this food, this bread of life, this bread that I give you, which is no ordinary bread, is my very flesh. And since I'm life itself, or we might even say, I am liveliness, I want to share my liveliness with you. I want you to come alive, because as we saw at the outset, the glory of God is man fully alive. He wants us recovered. He wants us full of life again. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
And there's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus just waiting for you at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This liturgical day begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and it's time to begin this day of prayer. We join the whole church and all the angels and saints as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us, so will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The earth earth has yielded its fruit. For God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
And yet you, Lord, have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments so that in your new covenant we may be witness and herald of your faithfulness and love on earth and sharers of your glory in heaven.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. all our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt, and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you, so that the works of our hands may always display what your hands have done, until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
God has raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up.
Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, watched, and the sixth angel blew his trumpet. And I heard a voice coming from between the horns of the altar of gold in God's presence. It said to the sixth angel who was still holding his trumpet, "Release the four angels who are tied up on the banks of the great river Euphrates." So the four angels were released. This was precisely the hour, the day, the month, and the year for which they had been prepared to kill a third of mankind. Their cavalry troops, whose count I heard were 200 million in number, a number I heard myself. Now, in my vision, this is how I saw the horses and their riders. The breastplates they wore were fiery red, deep blue, and pale yellow. The horses' heads were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and sulfur and smoke. By these three plagues, the smoke and the sulfur and fire which shot out of their mouths, a third of mankind was slain. The deadly power of the horses was not only in their mouths, but in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, with heads poised to strike. That part of mankind which escaped the plagues did not repent of the idols they had made. They did not give up the worship of demons or of gods made of gold and silver, from bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Neither did they repent of their murders or their sorcery, their fornication or their thefts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God calls upon all men to repent.
For he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice. Alleluia.
Ministers of God, gather together all the inhabitants of the land and cry out to the Lord.
For he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice. Alleluia.
The second reading from the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. If our flesh is not saved, then the Lord has not redeemed us with his blood. The Eucharist chalice does not make us sharers in his blood, and the bread we break does not make us sharers in his body. There can be no blood without veins, flesh, and the rest of the human substance. And this, the Word of God, actually became. it was with his own blood that he redeemed us. As the apostle says, in him, through his blood, we have been redeemed, our sins have been forgiven. We are his members, and we are nourished by creation, which is his gift to us, for it is he who causes the sun to rise and the rain to fall. He declared that the chalice, which comes from his creation, was his blood, and he makes it the nourishment of our blood. He affirmed that the bread, which comes from creation, was his body, and he makes it the nourishment of our body. When the chalice we mix and the bread we bake receive the word of God, the Eucharist elements become the body and blood of Christ, by which our bodies live and grow. How then can it be said that flesh belonging to the Lord's own body and nourished by his body and blood is incapable of receiving God's gift of eternal life? St. Paul says in the letter to the Ephesians that we are members of his body, of his flesh and bones. He's not speaking of some spiritual or incorporeal kind of man, for spirits do not have flesh and bones. He is speaking of a real human body composed of flesh, sinews, and bones, nourished by the chalice of Christ's blood and receiving growth from the bread which is his body. The slip of a vine planted in the ground bears fruit at the proper time. The grain of wheat falls into the ground and decays, only to be raised up again and multiplied by the Spirit of God who sustains all things. The wisdom of God places these things at the service of man, and when they receive God's word, they become the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ. In the same way, our bodies, which have been nourished by the Eucharist, will be buried in the earth and will decay, but they will rise again at the appointed time, for the word of God will raise them up to the glory of God the Father. Then the Father will clothe our mortal nature in immortality and freely endow our corruptible nature with incorruptibility. For God's power is shown most perfectly in weakness. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, and they died.
This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia.
I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
We'll continue with the Bread of Life discourse, and today, as the saying goes, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's in today's Gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday of the third week of Easter, April 18th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we continue with the Bread of Life discourse, and today it reaches its climax. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. It really is all about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. A lot of people still don't get it, but it is an essential of the faith. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert, and yet they died. The bread which comes down from heaven is such that he who eats it never dies. We read in today's Gospel this marvelous and astounding announcement which Jesus made in the synagogue at Capernaum. Our Lord went on, I myself am the living bread which has come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread which I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus reveals the great mystery of the Blessed Eucharist. His words have such realism that they exclude any other interpretation. Without faith, his words have no meaning. On the other hand, when the presence of Christ in the Eucharist is accepted by faith, then the revelation of Jesus turns out to be clear and unmistakable, and he shows us the infinite love which God has for us. Godhead here in hiding, whom I do adore, masked by these bare shadows, shape and nothing more, we say with St. Thomas Aquinas in that hymn which was adopted by the Church's liturgy many centuries ago. It is an expression of faith and of piety that can help us express our love, because it forms a summary of the principal of points of Catholic doctrine on the sacred mystery. Godhead here in hiding, whom I do adore, we repeat in the intimacy of our hearts, slowly, with faith, hope, and love. The people who were present on that day in the synagogue understood the proper and literal meaning of our Lord's words. If they had understood him in a symbolic or figurative manner, they would not have been as confused and amazed as St. John shows them to have been on hearing what Jesus said. And these words would not have been the occasion of many of them leaving our Lord on that day. This is a harsh saying, and who can bear it? They said as they went away. It is a harsh saying, and continues to be so for those who are not well disposed. For those who do not admit without the shadow of a doubt that Jesus of Nazareth, God who became man, communicates out of love in this way with men. I adore you, hidden Godhead, we say to him in our prayer, expressing our love, our gratitude, and the humble assent with which we receive him. This attitude is essential if we are to approach this mystery of love. See, Lord, at thy service low lies here a heart, lost, all lost in wonder at the God thou art. We feel the need of repeating this many times to our Lord, because the number of unbelievers is great. He also asks us, and all who want to follow him very closely, do you also want to go away? And on seeing the lack of direction, the confusion of so many Christians whose souls are asleep to the supernatural life, our love has to reaffirm itself. Our faith in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist has to be firm. We believe that as the bread and wine consecrated by Christ at the Last Supper were converted into his body and his blood, which were immediately offered for us on the cross, thus also the bread and wine consecrated by the priest are converted into the body and blood of Christ, sitting gloriously in heaven. And we believe that the mysterious presence of our Lord, under the appearance of those elements, which continue appearing to our senses in the same fashion as before, is a true, real, and substantial presence. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. And so we pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia.
City of God, you are the source of our life.
With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia.
On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God.
Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children.
It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In the register of peoples, he writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing, and you all find their home.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, your only Son wept over ancient Jerusalem, soon to be destroyed for its lack of faith. He established the new Jerusalem firmly upon rock and made it the mother of the faithful. Make us rejoice in your church and grant that all people may be reborn into the freedom of your Spirit.
City of God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia. Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia.
Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him.
Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care.
Who has cupped in his hand the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held in a measure the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance?
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding?
Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as rust on the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder.
Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him, all the nations are as naught, as nothing, and void he accounts them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
The Lord is King. The peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim. The earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among the priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives. Yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you are the source of all holiness. Though no one can see you and live, you give life most generously and in an even greater way, restore it. Sanctify your priests through your life-giving word and consecrate your people in his blood until our eyes see your face.
Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. Let us pray. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal,
be always in our midst. Stay with us, Lord.
Come to us in the power of your victory.
And show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father.
Stay with us, Lord. Come to heal a world wounded by division.
For you alone can transform our hearts and make them one.
Stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory.
And renew our hope in your second coming.
Stay with us, Lord. And we offer the prayers of our own hearts. Hear our prayer.
Stay with us, Lord.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air with John and Glenn is up next. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.